Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm delighted to have Bob Ghaffari, General Manager of the Enterprise and Cloud Networking Division at Intel, on. Welcome to the program, Bob.
Great to be here, Allison.
So, Bob, you've been on the program before, and you were talking about IT transformation and the role of the network. Today, we're going to talk about the enterprise network edge and capabilities to deliver that secure enterprise network edge. But before we get there, why don't you just give a background on your experience in the industry and your role in driving our enterprise and cloud networking division at Intel?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I focus on what is called enterprise and cloud networking, and I've been doing this for a while. When we look at how the industry has transformed over the years, you know, we and Intel in particular have been very involved with how we help with the transformation of networking into this virtual kind of environment. And so if you can imagine, we've moved from a physical box kind of implementation to this virtual implementation. And you look at Intel's transformation in this and helping a lot of our customers and partners through this whole transformation. And what we've been more focused on is just making sure that as we, in a way, cross this chasm, we have solutions that are addressing a lot of needs for enterprise customers as well as cloud customers. And I think that's been a major part of our focus.
When you look at how the network has evolved, it's a tremendous amount of innovation and really the fastest speed of innovation that we're seeing in the data platform group. Why is looking at the network all the way to the edge critical in driving our business growth? What's so important about the edge?
Well, you know, if you look at yesterday's model where a lot of their customers owned all their compute, and all their compute was, let's say, in a centralized kind of location. And when you had that, the network that you used for that was very different than now, as we now go into this hybrid cloud, multi-cloud world where often enterprises need access to data in different locations. And in this world, you can't continue with that same kind of network. That network has deficiencies for many different respects. And so when we look at this edge, we look at this edge in a fashion that sort of says, well, how are we going to really help these new usage models? What are the kinds of solutions and architectures need to be out there to adapt to these evolving solutions that are required? And so what we've been really focused on is working with our customers and partners on helping evolve to address these solutions.
What is the role of Intel in driving a silicon foundation for edge? And what are the critical technologies and enabling tools that we're delivering to the ecosystem to drive those solutions?
For me, everything sort of starts with the network. And if you just imagine, if you don't have any network coming to that edge or any capability that is network or orientation come to that edge, you don't really have an edge. And so it starts off with network. And so the way we look at edge is that, one, you got to be able to have a solution that can do all the routing, switching, and software-defined WAN capabilities on that edge, because that sort of sets the foundation for how any edge can communicate with any cloud. And so you look for architectures that can do that quite readily. And so what we've done with Intel is focus on the right SoCs, or Xeon D-based processors, as an example, is a great foundation for that. Having the ability to take things like DPDK improve that packet processing performance, having things like Intel QuickSys that gives you that really fast capabilities for encryption, decryption, compression, decompression, in a way sets the foundation for how I think about that edge. And so then, as you've got this foundation, then you sort of have the capability to bring on additional capabilities on that edge, which we think is really, really interesting. And so, for example, when you look at how do I really take into account some of the new threat models that are happening in the industry? Well, one of the major focuses within the industry is around analytics. And how can you use analytics to do much better security while you need to continue to do whatever you're doing on the edge as it relates to that networking aspects and also the known ways of securing that edge? And so one of the nice things that Intel has been able to really go do is that not only do we have the strong architecture for application processing, control processing, packet processing, but now you sort of couple that with our strong investments around AI and analytics and being able to do this awesome deep learning capabilities, but then bringing that inference capabilities right on that edge to be able to really do great decision making to address some of these incremental usage models that we start seeing that are becoming relevant on that edge. And so for us, our role and the way that I sort of see Intel's role here on the edge is really making sure that we can help our customers and partners understand what are the capabilities we have and how can they consume this to be able to deliver these awesome solutions that address what a lot of customers are looking for on this edge.
That's fantastic. When you look at where the customers are deploying, what trends do you see in terms of customers starting to take action on edge deployments? And where do you think this is going as we head into 2021?
As we sort of head into 2021, I mean, one of the things that we're seeing here, and now especially with a lot that's happening with the coronavirus and COVID-19, a lot of demands as it relates to the network utilization changing significantly as you sort of move a lot of the network capability out of what would be historically a big enterprise and you're moving it more and more to the edge. You're me bringing it through the homes or other regional areas. And so as we see this dynamic shifting in a way, real time, what we're really finding is that that edge and the importance of having this distributed architecture that can address what you're looking for is just paramount. And so we see that our role in making sure that we work with the partners to have these great solutions that address today's problems really, really well as job one, but also figuring out how to set the right foundation as we see the usage models increasing on top of that foundation. And so the kinds of things that we're really trying to go look at are, depending on what vertical you go into, it could be retail, it could be industrial, it could be banking. There is a common denominator across all of these verticals that, you know, we want to make sure that we're working with our partners to address really, really well. At the same time, we want to make sure that we give our partners and customers the capabilities to sort of bring that difference in, let's say, their unique business needs that would require slightly different software stacks that would land on that edge. And so for us, for example, one of the areas that Intel is investing in is around what we call openness. And so openness is really an open network edge service software capability that we have that we basically open source that gives a lot of capabilities to the broader set of players that, you know, a lot of people can sort of pick and choose. And the way that we sort of see this is really trying to build a framework that gives a lot of our partners and customers the ability to sort of get there faster, and especially in this new multi-cloud environment.
Obviously, data security and network security are always a paramount focus for the industry, but what are the unique challenges associated with securing the enterprise network edge?
Security on the edge is really interesting, especially as we are evolving into this hybrid and multi-cloud environment. And having an architecture that can address needs that doesn't in a way paralyze you irrespective of where you move your workloads, I think is important. So for example, how that edge gets configured with what kind of solutions will differ depending on what you're doing on the edge and what kind of data you're storing on that edge versus what you're trying to go put onto any other cloud, maybe outside of your walls as a enterprise customer. And so for our enterprise customers, and what we're really trying to go do is just making sure we have the architectures that can be flexible and address the security challenges that are there with a lot of our partners in the industry. So for example, what you might want to do with a virtual firewall on-prem and how you use that and how you would basically possibly communicate with technologies like IPsec into other clouds will differ depending on if you're going into some other kind of multi-cloud environment. And so what we want to do is want to make sure that what you put on that edge is going to be great for whatever you're doing there, as well as if you're doing a lot in any other cloud environment, and maybe you're not doing much right there on that edge. And so, for example, working with, you know, security as a service kind of options that can provide this pipe end-to-end that is, let's say, fully encrypted, accelerated, that is performant, are the kinds of things that we're trying to go work with our partners to be able to ultimately get great solutions that address our customers' problems in this evolving landscape.
That's awesome. Bob, if you were going to say one thing to the ecosystem about engaging with Intel in this space and helping to accelerate the transition, where would you focus engagement in terms of reaching out to Intel?
For the broader ecosystem, if you have touch points within Intel, make sure that you're reaching in, you're getting the latest, you're on the latest distribution list, so you are up to date on where we're at with our key technology roadmaps, making sure you understand what is it we have, what you can sort of get your arms around, and so on. I would say that for our partners and customers that actually have salespeople or strategic relation managers that are working with you, please take advantage of that. Now, if you are then in this scenario where you are new to the industry, you're really coming out with a new usage model that is possibly a cloud first kind of model, and you don't necessarily have a contact into Intel, we would really highly encourage you to reach out through networkbuilders.intel.com, and then definitely getting a hold of us in terms of, one, there's content there that you can use. There's content, of course, on our intel.com website as well. But make sure you reach out to us, and we will find a way to get you on the right distribution list, or maybe possibly getting you invited to the right forum, either virtual or physical, if we get back to physical soon at one point, to be able to sort of share with you a lot of what we're doing within the industry to enable a lot of these usage models.
Bob, thank you so much for being on the program today. It's a real pleasure. We'd love to have you back sometime.
Great. Looking forward to it.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.